Blog Talk Radio. Yes, honey, welcome to Rainbow Radio tonight, y'all. It is Monday, the 18th of September, honey, and the year is just rolling on by. Ooh, y'all, before we know it, it's going to be Christmas. Oh, y'all already know we're about to bust out. Oh, we ain't even going to talk about that right quick. Let me let y'all know who's up in the place with me because y'all know she comes everywhere I go. Yes, ma'am. She in the place, baby, and she happy tonight. Hey, Pasquita. Yes, girl. That's what we do. Happy put. So, y'all know y'all can go catch us on social media. It's We Are Rainbow Radio on Instagram, on Facebook, Rainbow Radio, and on Snapchat, it's Rainbow_Radio. Or you can call in at 646-787-8636. Tonight, you know we have all of your favorites. We have LGBTQ news. We have our boy, Yelling Boy, coming up with all of the celebrities. He straight gossip and all of that. Y'all know he keeps that cauldron going, honey. He keeps it fresh for y'all. So he'll be on at the top of the hour. We also have the LGBTQ community calendar coming up later on in the evening. We have shout-outs, all of that. And our special guest is Juma Productions. They are going to be presenting A Night on the Red Carpet, and we're going to be learning all about that. That's going to be happening next Monday. Rainbow Radio is going to be in the house with them as well, so we're going to get all the deets on that. And we have local artist Yaya, who is going to be performing at Night on the Red Carpet. We got a lot going on tonight. We about to swing into the thing, into all of these things, and I want y'all to sit back and relax with me. Go get your shout out on Rainbow Radio, on one of our social media outlets. Let me know where you at, where you're from, and all that, and I'm going to give you a shout out later on. But we're going to get into, I like this little song for whatever reason. It's some Solange featuring Lil Wayne, but Mad, and we'll be right back, guys, on Rainbow Radio.
Too much, so I let it go, let it go, let it go.
I'm telling to this girl, she's a
about. Got a lot of poppers and about. I used to rock hammer downs, and now I rock standing crowds. But it's hard when you only got fans around and no fam around. And if they all, then they hands is out, and they point fingers. When I wear this fucking burden on my back like a motherfucking cap and gown, then I walk up in the bank, pants sagging down, and I laugh at frowns. What they mad about? Cause here comes this motherfucker with this massive count that didn't wear a cap and gown. Are you mad cause the judge ain't give me more time? And when I tipped to suicide, I didn't die. I remember how mad I was on that date. Man, you gotta let it go before I get up in the way. Let it go, let it go. What's good, Rainbow Radio? It's your favorite entertainment correspondent, Yellow Boy. Just letting you know that at the top of the hour, we will have all your latest celebrity news, juice, and gossip. So you need to get your cup ready, because I'm ready to pour. All this and more coming up on Rainbow Radio.
I'ma start it from the bottom. Show you how to flip a dollar. I got food in my dining room. I'm better. It's another day, another chance. I wake up, I wanna dance. So as long as I got my friends, I'm better.
He say I'm hot, I'm so critical. Pull up on him in my vehicle. He say I'm pretty. You must be from Brazil, I must be from Mexico. Roll up on him in my Latin book. Jump out like, yeah, bro. You need a chick like me to make you wanna leave them at the bars, you know, narrow. Yeah, he got bands in the bando. Missy got dudes in Orlando. Plus, I got cars that he paying for. Man, I be too much to handle. Watch what I do when I get up on you, Poppy Petro, and my room is zooming the pool. He watching my body like he watching scandal. But I'm just here with my girl.
I'ma start it from the bottom. I'll show you how to flip a dollar. I got food in my dining room. I'm better. It's another day, another chance. I wake up, I wanna dance. So as long as I got my friends, I'm better.
Missy so hot, I'm from DEA. The car that I drive be Ferrari. My click is so thick in the buzz, they be hollering and whistling at me like, damn, babe. Man, I'm 3,000, I'm 100. Yo, Missy talk big, I'm so gluttony. Bruce Lee on the beat, I don't compete with none of these geeks. I just rent like I'm Kanye. Yeah, he got bands in the band, though. Missy got dudes in Orlando. And I be driving cars he paying for. He say I'm too much on my hands, for.
Hey.
He watching my body like he watches Scandal. But I'm just here with my girl.
I'ma start it from the bottom. I'll show you how to flip a dollar. I got food in my dining room. I'm better. It's another day, another chance. I wake up, I wanna dance. So as long as I got my friends, I'm better.
Brand new flow when I ride. DJ, bring that back. You ain't never heard a track like that. Shit might slap, booty go clap. Roll up in the beans. Looking like a teen set. When I rock, make it bop in my car and it bang like yeah. Go blah. Yeah, he got bands in the bando. Missy got dudes in Orlando. Buying me bags and new shoes and new cars and everything I know that he paying for. Yeah, he be hooking me up. Yeah, he be hooking me up. Watch what I do when I get up on you, Poppy Petro. Room is ripping.
I'ma start it from the bottom. I'll show you how to flip a dollar. I got food in my dining room. I'm better. It's another day, another chance. I wake up, I wanna dance. So as long as I got my friends, I'm better.
Oh, yes, honey, that's a missy. When I'm better. Okay. Hold on. Is anybody watching the VH1 Hip Hop Honor? Is that what we're watching, Yellow Boy? VH1 Hip Hop Honor? Baby, they just honored Miss Mariah Carey, and I want to just say a few things about what I just noticed. Okay, A, Mariah Carey was in and on tune, and I have to thank her very much for that. And she was lip syncing whenever she was doing it was good, and the vocals was good. Thank you, Miss Mariah. And y'all all know Mariah don't dance, she don't twist, she don't do nothing. So, you know, it's like, okay, Mariah's going to come give you some high heels, some sparkly, some titties, some hair, some maybe some wind. But, bitch, guess what I just caught? Mariah do not move unless if her dancers come and walk her from position A to position B and into position C, D, whatever. Okay. Now, for her first little set, she was standing. The little men came, grabbed her, and walked to one place. Then they did a little dance, and then when they moved out of the way, why Mariah in the middle of the stage, baby, sitting on a jet ski? Not a piece of water. And then they had, what's the ice, whatever it's called. Y'all know what I'm talking about. They just need to beat the hell out of Mariah sometimes. Because why can't you walk, queen? And if you cannot walk in them heels, girl, because A, you possibly could be a little drunk. Or B, you just don't know how to walk in the heels. But I would think you would know how to walk in the heels by now, like, I know that's all you wear at your house, but I think Mariah just lays down and, like, she probably has some people that she rents out that she, you know, that she contracts out just to move her, girl. Just to, like, put on a little paddy wagon, baby, and just zip her from side to side, wherever she needs to go in that house, honey. I don't even know if she walked because, girl, maybe she had a couple, you think she had some cocktails before that good? I'm sure she had cocktails. She was going VH1 Honor, baby. She didn't know what was coming out of her mouth. If she was going bomb in front of people, how do you think she'd be feeling after? Girl, after a big performance, and she cracking it all over, and people just, poor Mariah, girl. And she said on nobody, but it was nice to see you, Mariah. I'm glad you came out and do your thing. But, girl, y'all catch them on VH1 Honor, Hip Hop Honors, if y'all ain't caught them. They cutting up a little something, baby. You know they always give something. Mm-hmm. Well, this weekend, y'all know in this segment, we usually let y'all know what's going on and where Rainbow Radio been and at. And, you know, the universe kind of just twirled, and we came into an opportunity. If you do not know, we are in Louisiana. And the place in Louisiana we are at is in Lafayette, Louisiana. It's a small town. Well, it's not that small, but it's, like, small city, and it's probably about 45 minutes from Baton Rouge. Well, Lafayette only has one gay bar. Lafayette and the surrounding areas only have one gay bar. Well, the universe saw it fit to land an opportunity in my lap for me to manage a bar on Friday and Saturday, and it is now a gay bar. It is in the country, of course, because we kind of like all in the country right here, but it's even countryer than Lafayette. It's in a little town called Erath, and the name of the bar is Castaways, and we're not changing none of that. So it's Rainbow Radio and Castaways present Taste the Rainbow every Friday and Saturday night, and Saturdays are for my ladies, honey. Friday nights, you know, we do karaoke or drag or local artists, whatever we got going on Fridays, but Saturday night is definitely dedicated to my ladies. You know, ladies, it's been a long time in this area, especially since we've had anything for us, okay? So I'm going to need y'all to, girl, dust them boots off, dust y'all little, y'all koozies off, girl. Get y'all going out koozies, y'all bar koozies, and come on, baby. I I got a little hole in the wall for y'all to come in and check out, baby. Got some pool tables and, you know, a little cut up, little drink specials, all that. So definitely check it out. Y'all can go on Facebook and you can go like the page. It's Taste the Rainbow Castaways. Go like our page for us. Keep up with going on. We are going to have the official grand opening. It's going to happen on September 30th, which is on a Saturday. It is going to be ladies' night. And we have three of the lovely Boom Boom Burlesque girls coming through. We have Naughty Lola, Ginger Lee, and Miss Lita Whore, who, if y'all listen in next Monday, we are going to have them on the show, and they are going to let us know everything that's going to happen next Saturday. But this Friday, we have happy hour, half price drinks from 8 to 10, DJs, dollar shots, and we have a specialty drink. It's called Rainbow Juice, honey. And all I'm going to tell you is it looks like a forget-your-night type of drink. It has the reminiscence of you might forget a few things, but it's $5 a cup, and that's why. You know, I can't tell you what it's in it. I just can let you know it's good, okay? Got my little rainbow around the rim cup. You know, we're doing a little something. So come check us out. Come have fun with us. We are going to, you know, it's a little juke joint, honey. We dipped in the country, so it goes down. That's all I could say. But, yeah, that's where Rainbow Radio was, and that's where we're going to be this weekend. Just check us out on Facebook, like I said. And, you know, if you are in South Louisiana, we definitely need you guys to come out and support us. And keep it popping, because if the ladies want to have anything, baby, that's what the hell is going on right now, okay? Because ladies, I don't know. I don't know why the ladies can't keep. I don't know. It's been a really long time. We used to have a club out here called Mojo Monkeys. Shout out Mojo Monkeys and Stevie. Hey, girl. And that little place was popping. It was popping. Popping. Every weekend. And, you know, we really ain't had nothing. Oh, and then they had Sadie's for a little while downtown. But, girl, we ain't going to talk about her, girl. But Miss Sadie's was, yeah, she's not there no more. So we haven't had anything in at least a good 10 years for the ladies. So, ladies, I'm going to need y'all to do what you're doing. Come out, honey. That's exactly what I'm talking about. So, what else did I want to tell y'all? I wanted to get into this news with y'all instead of going into another song right quick, because we have a lot to cover this evening, and, you know, we also got our boy coming up who's going to, I'm sure, pour us all the tea if you missed the hip-hop honors. And, girl, every time I need this, I can't find her. But let me get into this, guys, and I'm going to be right back, guys. We're going to get into this news. Oh, and sit tight. I got some good news for y'all. Be right back.
Some girls feel best in the tiny dresses. Some girls, nothing but sweatpants, looking like a princess. Some girls kiss new lips every single night. They're staying out late cause they just celebrating life. You know, some days you feel so good in your own skin, but it's okay if you wanna change the body that you're gaining. Cause you look great. Keep their physique real private. Some girls wear jeans so tight cause they feel so right, yeah. Some girls, body that you're gaining. Cause you look greatest when you feel like a damn queen. But all this pain and getting in the way, gonna win the life. Most girls are smart and strong and beautiful. Most girls work hard, go far, we are unstoppable. Most girls are fighting back every day. Known to our display.
Yes, honey, y'all know what time it is. It is time for my LGBTQ news, blues, and reviews. And I try to give y'all news from, you know, not only locally if we can get some, you know, in the local area, but I try to go nationally, internationally, whatever's going on at the moment. And, of course, I definitely got to give a little shout-out to the Emmys that happened. I think it was last night, you know, queer women, lesbians were big winners. They were really represented at the Emmys, and we definitely got to give a shout-out to some of these ladies, Lena Waithe and Kate McKinnon. They were awarded for their comedic contributions, but also the drama, The Handmaid's Tale. I don't know if y'all ever watched that. You know, it got my girl Pusey on there, girl. So when I seen Pusey on there, bitch, I was like, well, maybe I might like it, girl. I'm like, maybe I might like it. You know, they killed off on Orange Is the New Black, bitch. So I was like, girl, Pusey is alive, girl. Let me go follow her. But I don't know. I couldn't get into it, I guess, because I ain't get past, like, the second or third episode, and I'm just like, mm-mm, girl. Don't hit him. What I said it was called? Handmaidens Tell Me, girl. Some end of the world. I don't want to look at it. I don't want to think about it. We're not doing that right now. But, you know, if y'all want us to go see Pusey, baby, go catch her. She's in the Handmaidens Tale. They won big. And they have several lesbian characters. And they took home Outstanding Drama Series, Outstanding Lead Actress, Outstanding Director. And a sci-fi lesbian love story, San Junipero, yeah, San Junipero, from the series Black Mirror, was awarded Outstanding TV Movie and Outstanding Writing for a Limited Series Movie or Dramatic Special. Love will defeat hate, love will win. One of the writers said in his acceptance speech. And also Saturday Night Live star Kate McKinnon won supporting actress in the comedy season for the second year. So, you know, all right for Miss Emmy coming through, baby, with our LGBTQIA family. We, you know, I appreciate having some visibility and, you know, seeing my sisters out there doing that thing, honey. That's what's up. So in some other news, I wanted to say this just because there's a story going around. There's a non-binary student at Georgia Tech, and she was shot by police campus, or they were shot by police campus, excuse me. Binary, I'm still catching it, you know, like I'll misgender, you know, the they, them, there. I'm still working on it. I'm a work in progress, okay? But their name was Scout Schultz. And, okay, so basically what I'm getting from the story that happened was that Schultz was just had a history of depression and was walking around outside of the dorm with some type of, like, flip knife, but the blade wasn't out. And someone called and said that there was someone wandering around the campus armed with a gun and a knife, and there was a video recording, but it shows that there was no gun, that it was only a knife that was visible. So the video also shows the police officers commanding Schultz to drop the knife. They continue to walk towards the police officer, and they were shouting, "Shoot me, shoot me." And when another officer started talking to Schultz, Schultz moved in their direction and about three steps and was shot in the heart and killed. So, you know, I'm kind of like to the point, like, WTF, what the fuck is going on? What was the danger? Well, you know, y'all already know me and police brutality and all this crap that's going on. Y'all already know my voice on it. If you don't know, you're going to know. It's crazy. That is crazy as hell for, like, you're a cop. First of all, you have on a bulletproof vest. I know the knife on, like, a pocket knife utility thing. That knife is not cut. Girl, what? You're not dying, honey. Even if you get cut, you're not dying, honey. Why is y'all shooting people in the heart? Or don't y'all have a little utility belt, honey, with some pepper spray possibly, a taser possibly? Like, I'm just saying, not that I wanted somebody to get pepper sprayed or taser, but I'm just saying, like, shouldn't there be, like, steps, policies, and procedures on the situation? Like, oh, no, I don't really know. I'm just like, this don't make no sense. It could have been done a whole lot differently and better and X, Y, and Z. And now, you know, it's the Georgia Bureau of Investigation is investigating this shooting. But y'all already know what's going to happen. Them officers ain't going to get nothing but some paid leave. They're going to investigate the shooting and say that they did what they thought they was doing because they were scared. And let me tell you something. I don't give a damn. My people are cops, okay? So I'm not saying nothing that I wouldn't tell a cop himself. If you that scared of somebody with a flip knife, it's time for you to get a new profession, my baby. It's time for y'all to take y'all up PTSD and go find a new profession, because y'all killing people. And people that sometimes just have a mental issues and could be going through a rough time and could be handled and dealt with in different ways. Y'all killing people, really. Yeah, I'm going to need y'all to take a look at that, because that ain't too cute. Also, we want to say RIP to Derica Banner, is a transgender woman that was killed in Charlotte, North Carolina. But this story is a little bit different because there was a witness. A suspect, Montavia Sanchez Berry, who was 18, was quickly arrested after Banner's body was discovered, and the police have now revealed how they identified the murderer so quickly. Banner's friend, another trans woman who goes by the name of Tooker, was hiding in the trunk of the car was Banner was shot to death because she was uneasy about meeting Berry. So, basically, I'm going to put this in our gay terms. Miss Thing had trade after all of that, got upset about whatever the situation was, and trade shot Miss Girl. Now, I'm going to need y'all to stop. Girls, stop putting yourself in that situation, girl. That little bit of change or that little bit of dick, I promise you, girl, she's not worth it, girl. She's not worth it, honey. So stop. Oh, baby. Because I know that little people is not worth it. And I know he did not give no coins like that, girl. No coin dollars, okay? Girl, she probably said, like, the people got chump change, honey. We looking for the coin dollars, sister. But anyway, definitely want to say RIP to Derica Banner. Yeah, in North Carolina. And, you know, our condolences go out to her family and friends. And, girl, just, you know, it's another trans woman of color to add to the list. So, I don't know. We're going to just say a prayer. And I'm going to say, if you are trans and that's what you're doing, just be honest with people, because people are crazy, okay? I know you're a woman, and I know this is who you are, and I get it, okay? I get it. We get it, okay? But for your safety, please, they don't get it. Just educate the people. Just educate them and stop putting yourself out like that. But anyway, all right, I have to go. I have to get out of my nose right now because, you know, it be getting me in my feelings and stuff. They be pissing me off, girl. But I'm going to take a little break, y'all. We're going to get into the new Taylor Swift, Look What You Made Me Do. And when we get back, we are going to have my girl, Miss Portia, on the line, honey. We also are going to have Yaya, local artist, coming through. And I wonder if this Guida coming on. But we're going to have them whenever we get back. So y'all sit back, and we're going to tell y'all all about a night on the red carpet that's happening next Monday. Sit tight. We'll be right back on Rainbow Radio.
Look what you just made me do.
Kayla, what did they make you do, honey? Mm-mm, don't spill a tea, girl. I don't think they ready for it. But let me tell y'all what tea y'all are ready for. Baby, I want y'all all to do me a favor and put y'all hands together for my sister, Miss Portia. Portia.
What's going on, Puss Puss?
Look what you made me do. Look what you made me do. What they made you do, Portia?
Girl, I can't say that on the radio.
It ain't that type of radio. You can say whatever. You can't say that in front of... Don't spill that tea over there, girl. That's going to be a homicidal environment. I do not want to know about that homicidal environment, okay? We're not going to talk about that. What we are going to talk about is a night on the red carpet. That's happening this Monday at Prime Nightclub, downtown Lafayette. And are you excited, Fish?
Yes, I am. It is going to be the T. That is 533 Jefferson Street. Ladies, y'all make sure y'all get there early because the ladies do get in free before 10. And, fellas, you need to make sure you're there on time so you can meet the ladies there as well. There's going to be a balloon drop there. What you say, baby?
I said, I'm coming to meet the ladies, honey. I'm going to be there for the ladies. I'm going to be there before the ladies so I can catch all the ladies, honey.
Yes, ma'am, and we're going to actually have Miss Terra Guy and Rainbow Radio broadcasting there live next Monday. So if y'all want to be out with Rainbow Radio, come and get your fix with Miss Terra.
I'm going to come with Miss Terra, honey. Come catch your little Rainbow Radio session. Mm-hmm. Get your live. That's your true, true live shout-out, okay? Well, you know, we're going to grab some people and put them on the radio. Hey, are you having a fabulous night? Why they need to see at a night on the red carpet? What are they missing, honey? Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
What else are they gonna miss? Tell them, give them a little dip of what they gonna miss.
We're gonna have Miss Yaya, the hot female rapper from Lafayette. She's gonna be performing alongside the female impersonator, Miss Deja De Black. And we're going to be doing a balloon drop at the end of the night for you to win up to $500 in cash and prizes. So if you look, you know, you want to take a chance on winning a little coinage, you know, girl, come on out.
Girl, that little balloon drop sounds cute, girl. You know, we used to in a club, they have them balloon drops where I would just have my nails done. But one time, girl, that girl broke my nail, be telling us to punch that girl in queen. I was so, girl, she broke my nail, but it's like, when you break a nail, girl, the whole horn is done for a little while. You up. But I wanted to punch that girl with everything I had. She hurt me for $1, girl. It's a fucking balloon. I wanted to punch her and drop kick her, girl. But, you know, I'm always a lady, so I just kind of cussed her lightly, but I let her live. I let her live.
Well, she got her, she's going to be all right. She learned her lesson.
Girl, Miss Thing, watch when you jumping with them cloud hoppers for her. Well, hey, girl, trying to catch a doll in a balloon, Miss Thing, girl. And fighting over the balloon,
make sure that y'all...
I don't do balloon drops. I don't participate in balloon drops ever since that one. Girl, them girls is like, they got Louboutins in them damn balloons, girl. You know, something, girl, like they was getting it for real.
Well, girl, y'all, ain't no Louis Vuittons in these rooms.
Oh, that's
there's no Bodak Yellow.
No, okay. You were talking about Yaya, who is a local artist, and I think we got Yaya on the line right quick. Y'all give it up for Yaya.
Hey, how y'all doing, man? Thank you so much. Hey, how you doing, man? My name is Yaya. Thank you so much for letting me be on the Rainbow Radio with y'all tonight.
Hey, Yaya.
Hey,
so
how
welcome.
You doing?
We are fabulous. We also have some of Yaya's music that we are going to be playing. We're going to take a break in a second, and we're going to play one of her songs, and then later on before we go off, we're going to play another song. But you are scheduled to perform at A Night on the Red Carpet this Monday, and tell us a little bit about that. What can we expect from you?
All I'm going to say is I am the ladies pleaser. If you haven't seen me perform, I don't know what you're missing. Like, you better ask UL, you better ask Prime, you better ask the House of Blues. I'm known to rock it. You're not going to get no stage in the mic. You're going to get entertained with me.
All right.
We got a live one, honey. Hold up. You're going to get entertainment. She said, all right. Well, guess what? I'm the one, so I will let you know if you did not entertain me. How about that?
Oh, trust me, I would love to hear your results, but I already know I'm a rocket, baby.
Come on, confidence. That's what I'm talking about. You better bring me some confidence. Yeah.
Hi.
We love that. We love that. So this is, like, the first time y'all two are working together, or are y'all doing more stuff? Like, what's the deal? This is just, like, a one-time thing?
This is definitely my first time taking a endeavor with Yaya. Definitely excited, you know, and looking forward to working with her more, you know, her fan base and the way she carries herself. You know, I really appreciate that from an artist coming from the LGBT community. So we will definitely see how this goes, and I'm excited to see her rock the house out.
Oh, well, Yaya, babe, thanks.
If people... or see or all of that, where can they find some of your stuff at,
Yaya? Well, actually, anything you listen to music to, iTunes, Spotify, Google Play, just She Who Changed the Game Volume 2, Yaya, it's on everywhere. SoundCloud, Amazon, and Tidal, wherever you listen to music on.
Y-A-Y-A. I was about to translate that because that was country for Yaya. She Who Changed the Game Volume 2. You know, we got that little slang, and I thought, but I understood. And, you know, I got some listeners who maybe don't understand it, so we'll slow it down. Y'all go type in Yaya, She Who Changed the Game Volume 2, and you can check her out on each platform. What about on your social media? How can you get a hold of you?
Yes, you can follow me on Instagram, and also you can click the link in the bio, but _official_Yaya. I repeat, _official_Yaya.
You repeat, you better repeat for them, y'all. That was get the pen and write it down, because I repeated it. y'all gonna remember that she said, okay? It's _official_Yaya, and y'all better catch it, okay? Nah, because if y'all miss it, y'all gonna be late. That's all I'm saying. Did I cover it? Is that about right?
Yes, that was correct.
So, what are you gonna be doing? Or how long of a set? What's gonna be happening tonight?
I'm sorry, I couldn't hardly hear you. I'm sorry.
My bad. I said, how long of a set? Like, how many songs, or how long are you gonna be performing? What time are these performances gonna start, Miss Portia? Tell us a little bit more about that.
Her first performance is gonna be two of her latest singles at 9:30. So for the ladies to get there at 9:30, make sure you guys see her. And then once again, she's gonna come on again at 11:30, and she's gonna be giving you guys two more of her hottest singles. So if you want to see her perform, make sure you get there on time, ladies. You can see her for free. And then, you know, you're a little late because you had to get some flowers for the ladies. You can come and see her at 11, and make sure you are there because you are next to one of the.
And let me tell y'all a little what's going on, okay? Because I didn't know, like, Portia was like, yeah, we got a local artist. Her name is Yaya. And I guess I must have tuned out. I wasn't tuned in. I missed the whole part where, you know, Yaya is family. And Yaya says she is son and she loves the women. So when I come in the video, okay, y'all trying to give me what I need. Okay.
You already know, my love.
But I was going to say, is if y'all, you know, you like some little smooth pocket part, I'm going to need y'all to put on. And he's like, be cool, bitch. Get y'all goofy dress up. Trying to be a bitch. So all I can tell y'all. Because daddy going to be. Anyway, that was just me. Sorry. Sorry about that. I had to give the message to my girl. I sent out the signal. They didn't know. But right now, what we're going to do is we're going to get into one of Yaya's songs. This is Digging on You. And we're going to come back and we're going to talk a little bit more with Yaya and Portia.
This is my favorite song.
Oh, girl, the fans is going up already, honey. This is a good thing on you, y'all. We'll be right back on Retro Radio.
Discount and free money. Come on now.
Come on now.
You ready? You gonna put somebody in that balloon drop? Try to catch a little money?
No. I'm gonna say that for the fact. I'm gonna let them get the money.
Oh yes, baby.
Because I appreciate them coming.
Yeah. Me too. No, I'm just playing. I'm just competitive, but no, I can't mess with them girls, honey. Not over no dollars trying to kill you, baby. Oh no, boo. I need my good little life. So, you know, what's next for you? What is going to be coming up next for you? Do you have anything on the books, anything coming up? Let us know.
Yes, on October the 6th, Dallas Pride, I will be performing live Tokyo Vanity. We have the Gemini. She's going to be coming down. She can dance real good. Tokyo Vanity will be performing live Friday, October the 6th in Dallas Gay Pride. And I have another one coming up at the House of Blues in New Orleans, but I'm not for sure on that date yet. That's the only reason I don't want to quote it, but I'm not for sure on that date yet. But the next one for sure is October the 6th at Dallas Gay Pride.
All right, Dallas Gay Pride. Oh, we also have our friend, I don't know if you ever talked to Biscuita, but Biscuita is one of the other people that is putting on this event on Monday. So, everybody, y'all give it up for my good sister, Miss Biscuita, Steven.
Hey, nice to meet you.
Hey, Rainbow Radio, how y'all doing this evening?
Hey, Miss Biscuita.
We were
talking with Miss Portia and her call dropper. We're also on the phone with Yaya. We just played one of the songs that she's going to be doing on Monday. And I'm liking it, honey. I can't wait to see and hear and experience a night of on the red carpet. I'm excited and ready.
I am also. I can't wait for the things that we'll be doing that night.
I know we were just talking about the balloon drop, honey, and I was saying how, you know, I'm glad I'm kind of helping because I don't want to get in the balloon drop because them bitches will kill you for a dollar. Biscuit will be one of the bitches to kill somebody for the dollar, though, bitch. She will jump on your neck, girl. Bitch, give me that dollar.
I can't do all that, child. I get the dollar that'll flow to the side and nobody gonna get. You know, I'm too smart.
You think ain't nobody gonna get it, baby. Biscuit done eyed that one, too. Biscuit gonna cut you, girl. You better watch out. It's a serious situation. But no, I'm lying. My sister is just sweet, a baby. She is all over, and she is just like me. We are always trying to bring something to the people and have a good time. And, you know, I really appreciate her, and I appreciate Portia for what they're trying to do in Lafayette and bring to the gay community and just to the inclusive community as a whole. You know, a lot of people, like, I don't know if you heard earlier when we were talking about the new club or whatever that's opening up, and it's like, it was a straight club, and then now it's like, you know, people are like, oh, it's a gay club, and I'm like, it's an inclusive club. Like, I feel like gay clubs now are kind of like, it's like it's all inclusive. Like, yes, you know, I'm having a ladies' night. It's for the ladies. It's for straight ladies and for gay ladies. It don't matter what kind of lady you are. You know what I'm saying? Like, it doesn't have to be such a taboo situation of, oh, it's a gay event or it's a this event. It's a people damn event, okay? And people that
exactly.
respect people and just, you know, don't care. Just be you and I'm going to be me and I'm not worried about what you're doing because I'm worried about what the hell I'm doing. Those kind of people is who the hell is in the bar and what's going on, you know? So,
all the clubs gay. Because I know I go to straight clubs all the time to pull a chick. So if that's the case, they're all clubs.
No, the thing is that you go to clubs, but the thing is about being included in the club. Are you included? You know what I'm saying? Like,
yes.
You can go to the club, but they don't have anything specially for lesbians. Or, you know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
It's not all inclusive. You're going to straight clubs because you can pull straight women. Great. I'm happy for you. I'm not mad at you. But I'm just saying it's not all inclusive. It's not inclusive to every lesbian. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
You understand? Like, hey, so that's what I'm saying. It's like, it is for the lesbians. It is for the gays. But everyone, our allies, people who, you know, don't care, because they'll have people in a straight club that'll look at you crazy and dare you to talk to who they with, or, you know what I'm saying? But not in mine. Not in mine. Because they got to go.
because they got to go, baby. You're not welcome with that attitude over here. You know what I'm saying? So it's really a good thing for trying to bring the community together, but not only the community, our allies, our straight allies, people, you know,
exactly.
that we need on our team, and to realize that just because you're a straight person and you don't really say nothing about gay people, you know what I'm saying, that's one thing, but to a gay event, or can you come to an event, you know, like a lot of people will come to my events because they're comfortable with me and they know me. That taboo thought that it goes on in our head is, you know, like, oh, it's gay, oh, it's a lesbian, you're going to see, I was about to say something so stupid, but you're going to see all kind of things that, you know, I don't want to say these words. You're going to see some carpet munching and some dick sucking, like that's what they think, you know, in their mind. Like, no, you're not going to see all of that, you know what I'm saying? Like, some people get crazy. Girl, at the bar this weekend, girl, it was kind of getting a little crazy. And let me tell you what happened, though. Some of the straight people think they can handle what goes on in a gay bar, okay? They'll be, like, looking at him, like, they'll be, like, looking and interested and, like, okay, I think I can, this looks fun and I can handle this. And then they want to stick themselves in it. And when the gay girl will be, like, oh, what size are your breasts? Oh, these are nice. Let's get out of here. Let's get out of here right
hey,
now.
Hey, y'all.
Uh-huh.
Hey, one thing, quick, Tara. Hey, y'all, do you drink?
Yes, I do.
Okay, because on Thursday nights at Legacy Downtown, it's coin night. You pay $5, and any drink you want that's well is a penny, nickel, dime, a quarter, any change you have in your pocket. We have to support those that are supporting us.
Yes, absolutely. So on Thursday, at Legacy?
Legacy.
Yeah,
the owner of
Legacy
owns Prime also.
Right. Shout out to Denzel and Amy, our friends. We appreciate you guys for all y'all do for the community and giving us some venues to be able to put on events that, you know, could get reach more of the community and bring people out and do different things. Thank y'all so much for that. And y'all support Prime, Downtown, and Legacy, like they said on Thursdays, is coin night. It's a $5, like $5 for a cup, but you keep your cup, and any drink you want that's a well drink is a penny. Just bring $5.25, and I promise you, you're going to be crawling if you don't come home with no change. That's all I can say.
Exactly.
That's all I know. That's all I can say. You know, my boy, the yellow boy, hit that good old coin night, and I said, how many coins did you go through? He said 13. I said, okay, bitch, you're gonna look good tomorrow, honey. And he did, baby. That coin night had him good, but baby, he was feeling it good the night before. It was lovely. But anyway, can y'all believe it's
thank you.
What you said, Biscuit?
I said, thank you, Tara, for allowing us to come on your fabulous show to do a little advertisement.
Definitely.
Yes, thank
you. Like I said, I will be there on Monday as well. We will be doing our broadcast live from Prime. We're going to be, you know, y'all know what it is, Rainbow Radio on Facebook. We are Rainbow Radio on Instagram, and we're going to have that Snapchat popping, Rainbow_Radio. So keep up with us. And, we're going to be seeing you soon, y'all. And Biscuit, I appreciate y'all both for coming on. And y'all tune in to the end of the show. We're going to play the other Yaya song. And y'all go check her out, _official_Yaya. And She Who Changed the Game, Volume 2, on any of your music platforms, correct?
Yes, that's absolutely correct, my love.
All right, baby. Well, thank y'all so much for coming on. We're going to see y'all Monday. And
see you
Monday too. Yes, honey. And I'm going to give y'all a little bit of Nikki and Future with You, the Baddest. And we'll be right back with your boy, Yellow, 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 Yellow Boy.
Never let me I'm going to be a bitch for life. If they try you, they got to die. Baby, put one on the sky. What we got, they can't deny. Put your diamonds in the light.
Fuck them hoes. Hold on, wait 1 minute. Hold on, wait 1 minute. different planet, girl, it's bottom house. Bottom house. Bottom house. Breakfast, dance, smile, it make it touch it up. I keep the conversation open for my house. Now check that pussy, don't you stay too long. Trampoline titty, girl, they bouncing up. All these diamonds on me, how could I tell you no? You got one leg in the air, tapping like you broke. Swear not to weed, girl, fuck that hoe. Girl, you ain't gotta leave, we gon' fuck this hoe. Burger, sex, and mileage, make it touch it up. Been in this bitch so long, I'm going up a dose. Pussy got more murder than New Mexico. Bust it open wide and let that usher on me. Money be the model, baby, fuck them hoes. You know how you did it, baby, fuck them hoes. Tell them crap and fuck them, we don't love them hoes. They don't want no problems, baby, fuck them hoes.
To the bullet like weird MJ, weird MJ. Don't come around with that weird energy, weird energy. Bitch, I got that 25 carats on my paddock, I'm ecstatic. Got them blue diamonds dancing in a party, democratic. I ain't never lose nothing, but damn, I done had it. I ain't never strike out, they can't average what I batted, no.
We know you the baddest, baby, fuck them hoes. Fuck them hoes. Fuck them hoes. We on a different planet, girl, fuck them hoes. Fuck them hoes. Fuck them hoes. We know you the baddest, baby, fuck them hoes. Fuck them hoes. Fuck them hoes. We on a different planet, girl, fuck them hoes. Fuck them hoes. Fuck them hoes. Ooh, la 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 la. Cocaine up in your tight. Mm. We had to make it across the line. Mm. Damn near didn't make it through them nights. Mm. I watched the bloody tears fall from your eyes. You just wanna live a nigga life. Sitting in a helicopter, I can touch the sky. Fuck them hoes.
BillMusic.com.
Fuck them hoes.
Oh, Lord. Yes, honey, that's some Future and some Nicki Minaj is how I be feeling. Mm-hmm. Just F him, honey, F him. But y'all know who I love? We're not going to F him, we love him, okay? We're going to give it up right now for our boy, Yella, Yella, Yella boy.
What's up, Rainbow Radio? It is your boy, Yella Boy. Coming back to you again on this brand new Monday. So you already know what it is for some brand new tea. So sit back, relax, get you whatever you need to do to catch this tea because it's coming at you. You can't stop it. So we're going to start off with Lil Remedy. Y'all know Lil Remedy is the popular actress from Everybody Loves Raymond, and she also did some movies and some television shows. But Lil Remedy is an actress who is very vocal in her activity or her involvement in the Church of Scientology. And she actually is someone who got out of the church because, you know, it is not a rumor. It is fact that when you join the Church of Scientology, they make you sign a contract for a whole bunch of years. You understand that? So, but basically, she got out of her contract and she is very vocal on the abuse that she received while being in the church. So she wrote this tell-all book called Troublemaker, and you know, basically the book is exposing all the secrets about the religion and even details about like bizarre accounts that she had with celebrities that was in the Church of Scientology, and of course, like bizarre accounts that she's had with Tom Cruise. But the tea that is coming out of the book now is that Leah Remini is calling out Jada Pinkett Smith in her tell-all memoir, and she is saying that Jada Pinkett Smith is definitely a member of the Church of Scientology. She says she knows Jada Pinkett Smith is in the church because she has seen her at several of the meetings in the celebrity, it's like a celebrity center in Hollywood where all the celebrities that are in the Church of Scientology meet at. She says she saw her there several times. She says she has never seen Will at the center, but she definitely saw Jada Pinkett Smith there. And she said that her and Jada Pinkett Smith also was together at some Scientology parties at Tom Cruise's house. And she also tells about this weird time where Tom Cruise wanted everyone at his house to play hide and seek at his mansion on this like 7,000 square foot house and like another like 3 full acres of secluded land, and he wanted everyone to just play hide and seek. And she said it was just these bizarre accounts. But Jada Pinkett Smith was on Watch What Happens Live with Andy Cohen, and she is saying that Leah Remini is lying, that it is not the truth. So, I don't, y'all, and I'm not going against Jada. I just think that Leah is not lying. It's just a gut feeling. I don't think that she's lying. So, I don't know. I just got a gut feeling. You know, my instinct is saying, Jada, girl, what's up? What kind of church you going to? You understand? But, like I said, I'm here to give y'all the tea, not make it, don't get mad at me, that if Jada Pinkett Smith is your fave, well, now she's in the Church of Scientology. And if you don't know what the Church of Scientology is or about, Google is your best friend. I'm not here to educate, but I'm here to just pour a little mess on your head for the week. Now, let's move into this mess, because I don't even know if it's mess, because, you know, bringing a baby into the world is a joyful event, a joyful account, and, you know, O'Shea Jackson Jr., who is the son of Ice Cube, who played in Straight Outta Compton, and of course, there are many and several great opportunities coming to O'Shea Jackson Jr.'s near future. He has secured several other projects, but O'Shea has an ex-girlfriend, and her name is Jackie Garcia, and basically, today, Jackie Garcia took to her Instagram, and she said, Jordan Rain Jackson, you my girl, you my baby, you my everything, mama. And basically, she gave birth to a baby girl, and, you know, unless she got a new man with the last name of Jackson, we want to congratulate O'Shea Jackson Jr. on his new baby girl, Jordan, who his ex-girlfriend just had, and they have been broken up for several months now, like maybe 6 or 7 months, and now the baby has come. So congratulations to O'Shea. Hopefully he will be a better boyfriend, I mean father, than he was boyfriend to his daughter's mother. And that's no tea, no shade. That's just the facts. Because I'm, you know, he knew he got her pregnant. She's still his ex. Well, y'all know MC Taz told y'all earlier about the Emmys last night, and she ran down a little bit of, you know, the inclusion. That's so crazy that we got to say that we're being included, or some people are being included in things in America. But like she said, trans women was on the forefront, like Miss Laverne Cox. She was nominated. Very queer women was winning awards last night, and last night there was black people who won for the first time in some categories last night at the Emmys. But the real hot tea was, you know, every year the Emmys do like this memorial thing where they pay tribute to all the actors, producers, writers, and other key people in the industry that have passed within the past year. You know, they always play like a little sad song. They show the people picture and they say what they was, an actor, comedian, writer, producer, whatever, cameraman. And they say, like, you know, the date of their birthday and the year that they died. Well, many people who was watching the Emmys could not help but notice that two key people was left out of the memorial segment of the show. And they quickly took to their Instagram asking why was Dick Gregory and Charlie Murphy both omitted from the tribute. And, you know, stars poured in, like Cher. She asked why was Charlie Murphy not there. And several other people came to the defense of Charlie Murphy and Dick Gregory, asking why the Emmys omitted these people, these two men, from their memorial segment. And they added Roger Ailes, who is an on-file, I'm going to say, sexist. And I don't want to call him a rapist, but he is a sex offender, a pedophile. Some of his goddamn... Roger Ailes is a creep. Basically, he was a rich white man who would fill up people who he would pretend to give jobs to on his network. He was the man that was head of Fox. You know, Brooke, I can't even think of her last name, came out and talked about her horrible experience with Roger Ailes. But the Emmys still put Roger Ailes into their memorial, but left out Dick Gregory and Charlie Murphy, and some people want to know why. But we are waiting for a statement from the Emmys. I'm sure they will come with some fluff, but, you know, we'll be waiting on it. Now, let's get into this movie, T, because we have another project for Jamie Foxx, and it has been confirmed that Jamie Foxx will be playing Mike Tyson, legendary boxer Mike Tyson, in a new biopic. And, you know, this has been confirmed by Mike Tyson himself. He said it is on as of right now. Jamie Foxx has signed on for it. Filming has not started yet, but it is going to happen. Mike Tyson also spilled tea, saying that, you know, a lot of people find the movie uncomfortable. He said a lot of people might, you know, take things that he did in his life as, you know, the horrible things. They're not going to like the things that he's done in his life, like beat women. Of course, a lot of people forgot that Mike Tyson served a 6-year prison sentence, and Biden off the ear of people, and all, just this movie is going to be the tea. But the tea behind this is Jamie Foxx has signed on to play Mike Tyson in his biopic. And I'm just saying this, I just hope that Robin Givens is looking for a check, because I'm sure she will be all over this movie. And y'all will not use my name without giving me a check, because Mike Tyson, and I'm going to use the words of Kate Michelle, that man beat my ass. You understand? Left a bruising on her. So Robin, girl, you better secure your check. Anyways, now let's move into the jackass of the century. Y'all, Kevin Hart is just making all men look bad, basically. So Kevin Hart has been caught again cheating, basically. And I'm talking about in the act, video, pound game, strong, bow, 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 like sex, loud, sex, y'all. Fucking, like sex. With another woman, and allegedly it's two women, and allegedly Kevin Hart has been doing this a lot. And one of the girls, who is very candid in saying that she knew what she was doing when she met up with Kevin Hart, she knew that Kevin Hart was a weak man and that he would have sex with her, and, you know, she filmed it. And she taped what she could tape, and she got her evidence because she said she was trying to secure her bag. And I respect her because she ain't trying to lie about what she was doing. She ain't trying to be a victim. All she's saying is she wants her bag, basically. And now all the tea is coming behind. Y'all know Kevin Hart started that, the real reason why, you know, he started that big old Texas Hurricane Relief Fund is because he knew that a few days before that this scandal was going to break. So he became, trying to be the hero, and started this Hurricane Relief Fund in Houston and raised all kind of money for the victims of Hurricane Harvey. And then a few days later, boom, the scandal comes out that Kevin Hart has been caught on tape cheating on his pregnant wife. And not only has he cheated on his pregnant wife is a wife that he obtained while being with his former wife, who was with him before he was even famous, and a shoe salesman. And he was cheating on Tori Hart with not just Aniko Hart, but several other women, which he has put in his comedy as jokes, saying, you know, he cheated on his wife and he's not sorry for it. I'm talking about Tori Hart. Well, now he has cheated on Aniko Hart. And Aniko, I feel no sympathy for you. I know that you're pregnant, and I hope that you have a healthy baby, but I feel no sympathy for you, because the same way you get them is the same way you're going to lose them, and you thought your coochie was lined with gold, but it's not, sweetie. Kevin Hart is a horny midget man with a lot of money. So you got to make your move. Either you're going to stay, or you're going to leave and collect your child support, because I think that the prenup probably so tight that you're not even going to get no money from a divorce. So you got two options, child support, and you know you can do what Tori did. Tori divorced Kevin Hart. Of course, Tori was in the marriage with Kevin Hart way before he was famous. So when he divorced her, she got a big settlement. But Tori Hart went and she produced the hairline. She is doing several other things. She got foundations. Aniko Hart, you can do that, or you can just stay in the situation and just look dumb. You know, try to Vanessa Bryant it. But, no sympathy from this way. You understand? Well, now let's move on over to this Blac Chyna and Rob Kardashian case, because the custody agreement has been reached and Rob Kardashian has agreed to pay Blac Chyna $20,000 a month in child support. Yes, I said $20,000 a month. And most of these funds will directly go to nanny services. They won't even go to Blac Chyna. The nannies will be paid out of the money first, and child care and other things will be paid out of the money first, and then a check will be given to Blac Chyna to take care of, I guess, whatever else she's supposed to be trying to take care of. And not only has she received $20,000 a month in child support, Blac Chyna is now determined to take Rob to court and, you know, basically pound his little head into the ground a little more, because now she reportedly wants seven figures for him releasing photos of her going into surgery and after her surgery, which, you know, the photos that he put out clearly show that she had had surgery, but she had several endorsement deals with weight loss companies and weight loss products, companies that have parted their ways with her since the surgery, because they wanted, you know, like a natural transformation, which Rob Kardashian outed her, which she did not have a natural transformation. So they moved on from the contract with her, and she said that she lost a lot of money in that process. So she wants Rob Kardashian to pay her in the millions. Y'all heard it. She wants at least $1.5 million to, I guess, make up for the money that she lost in the endorsement deals that she had with the weight loss company. So I will be back with that tea and tell y'all if Blac Chyna got that, because Lisa Bloom is on the road so far. Lisa Bloom is securing her bag. Trust that. And if you don't know who Lisa Bloom is, she is the attorney to all the girls in the industry who, you know, the girls who be, it's going to sound bad, like the girls who claim like the slut shaming and the vengeance porn girls and the girls they call the whores in the industry. But Lisa Bloom is the undisputed Muhammad Ali You understand? We ain't talking about no Mike Tyson, Muhammad Ali, of getting these men out of a coin. And look like she about to get Rob Kardashian out a little more. Well, I'm going to leave y'all with this tea because this is just hip-hop love. And looks like Nas and Nicki Minaj are trying to make it official. They are having public appearances. She was seen at his birthday. They had a little lip action going on. You know, they was all hugged up. And recently, yesterday, Nas said he pulled up in Queens and picked his baby girl up in his, you know, vintage Mercedes. And they were seen around New York riding around. And Nas and Nicki Minaj is apparently a new item. So, I mean, either, you know, Nicki, just don't go the same route you did with Meek. And I know y'all going to be like, oh, Nas, you can't compare Nas to Meek. I'm not comparing Nas to Meek. I'm saying, Nicki, don't do with Nas what you did with Meek. Like, don't have Nas all up in the club with you at your appearances. Don't have Nas on the song. Don't do all those songs. Because guess what? You still got, what you going to do? Meek and Nick. That's still out there. What you going to do? Break up. But anyways, like I said, this was some happy tea. Nas and Nicki Minaj look like they are making it official, and it's cute, you know. And if they have a baby, I think the baby will be really goddamn cute. So shout out to Nas and Nicki Minaj for trying to make a little hip-hop love these days. So that's my tea for y'all this week. Be sure to tune in next week because the tea will be just as hot next week as it was tonight. And if you want to keep up with me in between time and before that, check me out on Instagram at YELLAH_BOI14. That is Yellow Boy underscore. I said Yellow Boy. That is YELLAH_BOI14. And until next week, I need you to do two things for me. Love yourself just because you can, and don't take no shit from nobody. Peace.
Yes, honey. I hope y'all caught all that tea, baby. He had that stockpile for y'all, baby. He was ready, okay? We're going to get into our little Charlie Puth with some attention. And when I come back, guys, we are going to get into our LGBTQ community calendar. And I'm going to let y'all know all about what's going on so y'all can stay up and come out and support. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
You've been running around, running around, running around, throwing that dirt all on my name. Cause you knew that I knew that I knew that I'd call you up. You've been going around, going around, going around every party in LA. Cause you knew that I knew that I knew that I'd be at one. Oh. I know that dress is karma, perfume regret. You got me thinking about when you were mine. Perfume regret. You got me thinking about when you were mine.
Of course, this Monday is a night on the red carpet, and that is happening at Prime Nightclub.
And Miss Yaya and Miss Daisy the Black and Miss Portia and everybody and Miss Tab. We're going to be all up in the building. So definitely Hadiana Gamers Wellness Clinic. That is on Martin Luther King. On Wednesday, September 27th, Tinsel and Treasures is starting at the Cajun Dome. It's about as fun all the way to the 30th. Let's see what else we have. Oh, Baton Rouge Fall Pride Festival is happening October 6th, October 7th, and October 8th in Baton Rouge. And you can follow them at BR Fall Pride Festival. You can look them up on all social media, you know, just or Google Baton Rouge Fall Pride Festival to find out more information. Also, on October 7th is the Gay Day at Audubon Zoo in New Orleans. So, you know, if you want to go spend a little Gay Day, that starts at 10 a.m. I went to a regular day, and me and them animals girl had enough, so I don't know if I'm going to go to a Gay Day. But, you know, to all my queers, cheers. I love y'all. So also in New Orleans at 9:40, Elysian Fields, which is Magical Elysian Fields, at 7 o'clock on the 7th of October. It's the Queens of Gay Carnival, Let Them Eat Cake. And we're going to have them on. These are our friends at Petronius. If y'all are not into the carnival, Mardi Gras season or situation of it all in Louisiana, there are several gay Mardi Gras foods from the Mystic Royal Art of Unicorn and Apollo in Lafayette. They have Apollo in Baton Rouge. There is a crew of Petronius. Oh, my God. I can't even name all the other ones that they have on, but there's a plethora in New Orleans. So what they did was they're getting every crew together throwing a Queens of Gay Carnival party. So that's going to be happening, like I said, at Magazine Leisure Field on October 7th. And also what's happening. Oh, so on Tuesday, October 10th, my people in Lafayette, Glass is having their 9th annual drag show. And if you're not aware, Glass is the gay and lesbian group that is at UL, and they every year put on a drag show fundraiser, and it has just gotten bigger and bigger every year. So, you know, it's really nice to go in and support them if you get a chance. And this will be at Angele Hall on the UL campus. So also on Saturday, September 14th, the Haunted Skin Lounge is going to be happening at Crystal Downtown in Lake Charles. If you are in Lincoln and you want to go check it out, that's going to be happening. Also, Friday, October 20th, is going to be Turnabout 14 at Splash Nightclub, and that's in Baton Rouge. October 21st, we're going to have Acadiana Pride Drag Brunch and Drag Festival. The Pride Drag Brunch is going to be at Jefferson Street Pub, and Acadiana Pride Festival is going to be happening at Festival International, Girl Park International, downtown. Oh, baby. I'm telling y'all, it's coming to the end. I can't. I'm trying to hold on. So, and Friday, October 27th, is going to be a Tim Burton Halloween party at Splash Nightclub. For y'all already. They're going to have a steampunk festival at the Decatur's Arts November 4th and November 5th. Telling y'all, I'm holding on. I'm holding on, guys. Friday, November 10th is Lafayette's 2017 Lantern Parade at Park International as well. Let me see what else I got for y'all. Oh, and November 18th is the Home of Thibodeau Out of the Darkness Walk. If you are interested, in November 19th is the Natural Hair Expo in Baton Rouge. I'm going to try to get myself over there, hunty. Oh, and also, November 25th, mark your calendars. It's going to be the ROU King and Queen Announcement Party. And ROU is the Mystic Royal Order of Unicorn, one of the Mardi Gras foods. What they do is they announce royalty, and then within the crew, they announce the royalty. Then they throw a party to announce the royalty to the public, and that happens before the actual ball. So this is just a party celebration. Ourselves, because that's what we like to do. We're in Louisiana. We like to celebrate ourselves, put some rhinestones on it, and have a drink. So it's a celebration.
Friday, December 8th, is going to be Christmas celebration at Splash Nighttown. Also, I forgot to tell y'all, mark your calendar, September 30th is going to be the grand opening at Hey the Rainbow in Erath, and we are going to have the Boom Boom Ballist Girls, Naughty Lola, Ginger Lee, and Miss Lita Whore in the building, baby, and they are going to what? Get naked. I know that. But I don't know about nothing else, but they're going to get naked soon. I don't know about y'all, but that's always a good time for me. Big booty. Can I what? No, I'm just playing. Anyways, y'all, I'm about to seriously wrap it all up for y'all. I'm also going to get a shout-out breakfast. I want to shout-out to my boo, Yellow Boy, always coming through, always having this E-Hot ready. I want to give a shout-out to the Sweetest Stevens, Portia Chandelier, Yaya, and Deja the Black, also to Prime, to Legacy, Amy, Denzel. Shout out to all you guys. Also, shout out to Jay Down with me this weekend and helping the girl out and get everything situated. Shout out to everybody who came through Take the Rainbow event this weekend and supported. We really, really appreciate you. CJ and Lauren and friends and Hope and Nicole, Shanitra, Nick, Gina and Holly. Thank y'all so much. And to everyone else who came through, Liz, happy birthday, Sandy. Thanks, guys, for coming through. We love you. Yeah. So that's what I'm doing tonight, guys. I'm about to wrap it up quick. I love you guys. Next week, we're going to be same time, same channel. I'm going to have the Boom Boom Girls that are going to be on the show Saturday. And I'm also going to have possibly my girl who is going to be opening up the show for them. She's a local rapper from Abbeville. Her name is Tay. So y'all definitely tune in on Monday. Keep up with us. Like I say, go on Facebook, Rainbow Radio. Go like Taste the Rainbow Castaways. Keep up with what's going on over there. And on Facebook, on Instagram, it's We Are Rainbow Radio. And on Snapchat, it's Rainbow_Radio. I love you guys. And y'all have a festive, great week. Take care of each other, honey. And please pick something and come out support, guys, because, you know, we're trying to bring some stuff to you, so we're going to need y'all to participate. Love y'all. Y'all have a great week, and we'll holler later. Peace.
Yeah. Ain't nobody business when we loving, when we touching. Ain't nobody business when I'm with you. Ain't nobody business when we loving, when we touching. Ain't nobody business when I'm with you. Ain't nobody business, business, business. Ain't nobody business when I'm with you. I just wanna hold you, kiss you, love you. I just wanna be with you.
Ain't nobody ever gonna treat you like me. Nobody, nobody treat you like me, treat you like me. Ain't nobody ever gonna treat you like me. Nobody, nobody. Ain't nobody. Ain't nobody.